Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. One of the most surprising things thus far about the current occupation of Wall Street is the painfully obvious attempt by the major media to pretend that there are not thousands of protesters in the heart of the financial district of America being maced and arrested in mass. Indeed, the denial of real events is one of the prerequisites for attaining that most powerful publishing position in the world, editor of the New York Times. In fact, as long ago as 1880, this is what the former chief editorial writer of the New York Times, John Swinton, had to say at a banquet held in his honor nearing the end of his career. Quote, "There is no such thing at this date of the world's history in America as an independent press. You know it, and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinion out of the paper. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and if any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it. And what folly is this toasting an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes." Unquote. Many things have changed in the publishing world since 1880, of course, but in none of the respects just mentioned. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.